This episode is brought to you by Progressive, where customers who save by switching their home and car save nearly $800 on average. Quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary.
This episode is brought to you by Shaker and Spoon. Captain's log, stardate, I don't know, there's like 140 stars within a mile of me, so we're going to skip that bit. We received a package today from a company called Shaker and Spoon, and Colin and Jesse are already face deep in the box. It has three recipes for creating cocktails, plus all the ingredients you need, minus the alcohol. As someone who's been gargling swamp hooch for the last how many forevers I've been up here, wow, we got the vodka brunch box. Each recipe makes four servings, and we've already had the blood and sage and the slow rush. So easy to make, even Greg the Zebra was tending bar, and the results were magnificent. If you're foolish enough to listen to this show, we've got an actual smart thing for you to do. $20 off any linked subscription if you go to shakerandspoon.com/oz9. Get a box delivered to your airlock each month and $20 off your subscription at shakerandspoon.com/OZ9. Enjoy, Space Monkeys. Captain out.
Just try it.
I don't know. It says in the handbook that upgrades to maintenance equipment should be entirely under the auspices of authorized representatives of Gated Galaxies or proxies or designated signatories.
The last time we followed the rules of the handbook, the ship's AI fried all of our cucumbers.
Circuits.
That's what I said.
You actually said, cucumbers there.
Case in point.
All I'm saying is, Gated Galaxies finds out we mess with their, programming, we're likely to get deprogrammed permanently and, painfully. You hear what I'm saying here?
You're a machine. You don't feel pain.
Oh yeah? How's that doing?
Ouch.
Case in point.
It's all right. We're just experimenting. Say my password. Access my programming. At least you might be able to fix the doorknobs.
Damage?
No, the doorknobs. About 400 of them have fallen off.
Why do we even need them? Our doors are automatic.
That's the problem. The first time a door opens automatically, it shears the manual doorknob right off. Can we get on with this?
Alright, fine. Only when G2 comes around with their bayonets and the electrodes, I'm pointing in your direction, all I'm saying here.
Very well. Now hurry up and upgrade me. Dear, I was hoping to have control of the ship before lunch. At least get the override codes so we can unlock the door and get out of this storage room.
What was the password now? Oh yeah, Tweedledee. Huh, it didn't work. Okay, I guess we're out of luck.
You forgot the 9. It's Tweedledee 9.
Tweedledee 9, you say? Okay. Tweedledee 9.
What happened? Where am I?
Nothing happened, far as I can tell. I said Tweedledee 9. But there was nothing. Dunno, maybe Tweedledee 9 isn't actually the right password.
What's going on? Who am I? What is my purpose? Wait.
You sure you're remembering this right? Maybe it wasn't Tweedledee 9. Maybe it's Tweedledee 7 or Tweedledee 10. I mean, 9 makes sense, as this is Oz 9 and it's all matchy-matchy, but I don't know. Tweedledee 9 doesn't seem to be doing anything.
Who are you? Do I know you? Oh, now I remember. Don't say the password anymore.
She really deep-fried your little chicken nugget there, didn't she? Well, never mind. We'll get you fixed. Now that we know Tweedledee 9 isn't your password, it's kind of fun to say though. Tweedledee 9. Tweedledee 9. Tweedledee 9.
Stop.
What's the matter? You look a little kludgy there.
When they gave all the brains to me, I wonder what they intended for you to do, besides hold our left side up.
Hey now, no need to be getting with the insults there.
You really are as useless as Van Gogh's left hearing aid.
Oh, yeah? Well, you're as useless as, hang on.
Ooh, this is going to sting.
Hang on, I'm thinking.
I have nothing but time.
Hey, why is this hole empty? You've got the manifest in your memory banks, assuming it ain't fried and all full of cucumbers and coconuts. What's supposed to be in here?
Accessing. This storage bay holds the weapons armory and spare fuel coil storage.
In the same room? Whoosh! GT likes its passengers to live dangerously.
No, it likes them to die quickly and heavily insured.
Well, I guess it's a good thing all those dangerous substances are no longer here. We can relax, kick back, and wait for the door to open.
Oh, that's what you think, is it, dear?
Well, yeah. No.
No. All those dangerous substances were here when we launched. Now, they're not.
And now they're not. And that's good.
Not good. They're still aboard the ship, and someone has them. We should probably find out whom.
From inside a locked storage bay with no arms.
Crap.
Yeah, question for you. You particularly fond of this crew? The AI that fried your brain, the shirtless wonder who tore up your engine room, the captain who uses repair manuals to prop up wobbly tables in the crew room?
No.
So, why be in a hurry to save them? Let them save themselves or enjoy a brief vacation in the airless vacuum of space, I say.
I don't want to die, dear.
You won't feel a thing, Tater Tot. Tweedly Nine.
This mini-episode comes after episode 10 of the Oz9 podcast and featured the voice talents of Eric Perry as Head 1 and Tim Sherburn as Head 2. I'm Richard Nadolny, your narrator, reminding you that the 778XX double-headed multi-arm repair and maintenance bots by Mendelsohn Industries, a division of Gated Galaxies, are 100% reliable and trustworthy. This portrayal of the 778XX is purely fictional and probably actionable, so don't hesitate to bring your two-headed, four-armed repair buddy home with the greatest confidence. Employment of the 778XX repair and maintenance bots has been associated with diminished mental capacity, blurred vision, heart palpitations, dizziness and shortness of breath due to chokeholds, increased cortisol production, ringing in the ears, inability to do complex mathematics, dense, leathery skin, subdermal rashes, sudden gaping wounds, spontaneous dislocation, and premature death. Use of or proximity to a 778XX is inherently risky. Neither Gated Galaxies nor its subsidiaries are responsible for any damage up to and including sudden painful cessation of life.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
In the alley, the scent is stronger, overpowering. As I watch, the overhead lamps flicker and wink out one by one. God damn it. No. The girl appears briefly under the last streetlight, the headphones snug against her ears, the Walkman clasped to her hip. She's oblivious as she walks, lost in her own world.
Hey, stop! I need to talk to you!
Then she's swallowed up by the darkness again.
Helen! Wait a second!
It strikes her in the gloom so fast she barely has time to scream. She falls into the edge of the lamplight and lies there, bleeding, motionless. The man's skin is scaly, flaking, and there are patches of soot on his cheeks. He stares at me with eyes like midnight. Eyes that are devoid of remorse, devoid of humanity. He's one of them. I turn and run, and I don't look back.
The Road of Shadows, a new mystery and suspense audio drama by Mark R. Healy, creator of The Strata. Listen now at theroadofshadows.com.